Belle Breezing waits for her guests inside her new house, a two-story, 26-room brick building at the corner of McGowan and Wilson Streets. An orchestra warms up between potted palm trees, and a banquet table stretches the length of three parlors downstairs, set with red roses, linens, silver, cut glass, and china. Rows of numbered doors stretch the length of the back hall upstairs, also waiting. Belle is a 29-year-old Victorian beauty. Round face with full cheeks, manicured eyebrows, a soft chin, and a broad forehead accentuated by hair swept up and back. Busty, with a slender waist made more so by her corset. Standing erect with her chin up and dark eyes alert, she looks more the household general, which she is. Guests arrive in horse-drawn buggies. Doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and civic and social leaders in top hats and tails. They walk up the front steps and under an arch in the wooden box of spindles, lattice, carvings, and cornices that encloses the front porch of an otherwise plain brick edifice. The guests arrive alone, their wives left at home. Girls from Memphis, Nashville, St. Louis, Louisville, and Cincinnati, some wearing their sorority pins, join Belle's regular girls to greet the men. This is opening night at Belle's new Showplace Brothel in Lexington, Kentucky. The encore will continue almost nightly for 27 years and make Belle rich and famous. The place is no mere whorehouse. Belle provides clients with lavish entertainment, imported champagne, choice wines, and whiskey drawn from spigots tapped into oak barrels. New clients do not just knock on the door. Known clients refer them. And they do not pay cash. Belle keeps a coded account book. She charges $5 for a visit to an upstairs room, 5 to 10 times the usual price. During the day, Breezing travels to City National Bank in a carriage driven by a silk-hatted coachman and two matching bays. She keeps 10 to 15 girls in her house and 10,000 to 15,000 in her bank account. She has a sharp business sense and a sharper tongue. Once, while securing a loan, she promises to pay the money back within 6 months. "Miss Belle, you don't have to pay us back so soon. Your credit is good," the loan officer says. "I know, but I have it to spare. I forgot about the Baptist convention in town."